I'm John Hoscheid, and I'm proud once again to serve as Master of Ceremonies of this special event. Tonight marks another historic occasion for Mercer County High School as we honor our ninth class into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. In 2019, we inducted the sixth class into the Hall of Fame, and the idea for this project was created in 2004 by then Athletic Director Brian Dennison. A steering committee was formed, and then a board of directors was selected. The board then selects the inductees each year from nominations submitted by the general public. Candidates for the Hall of Fame are eligible through three categories. The first, outstanding student athletes who have graduated from Aledo, Westmer, or Mercer County High Schools and have been out of school more than 5 years. The second, an Aledo, Westmer, or Mercer County team that has attained record status or state recognition. And third, those who have made significant contributions to Aledo, Westmer, or Mercer County athletic programs. Those can be coaches, administrators, or friends of Aledo, Westmer, or Mercer County athletics. State champions gain automatic berth into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. At this time, I would like to introduce the Mercer County Hall of Fame Board of Directors. Mercer County High School Principal Stacy Day, Dale Boswell, Donna Coulter, Mick Lauk, Bill Smock, Jim Taylor, and Athletic Director Andrew Hofer. I would also, yes, we give him a round of applause. I would also like to thank the Weathersfield Flying Geese for agreeing to be part of this special night. By the way, Coach Jeff Parsons of the Flying Geese earlier this year just celebrated winning his 300th game as a head basketball coach. In addition, WRMJ created a Mercer County Hall of Fame webpage that is connected to our website. This ceremony is being broadcast live on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. If you would like to hear what our guests have to say about tonight's inductee, you'll be able to click on their interviews on the Mercer County Hall of Fame page on WRMJ's website, and that should be ready in about a week. We also want to thank Bank Orion for sponsoring the plaques and Rex Johnson for presenting them to our inductees tonight. And now, let me introduce you to the newest member of the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. At this time, I'd like Monica and Carl Dennison to please come forward. And I can also tell you that Ryan Dennison's son, Jacob, is listening up at college right now. He's got a big track meet coming up, and as Jim Taylor told me, as Jacob told Jim, Brian would have told him, no, you don't come back. You've got a track meet tomorrow. You got to get ready for it. But our inductee tonight is Brian Dennison. He was a 1986 graduate of Westmer High School, and he competed as a multi-sport athlete. He was a standout athlete in basketball, football, and track. Brian won many awards, state medals, and all-conference honors during his time in high school. He also set multiple school records, including the shot put record, which he still holds today. Additionally, he was nominated to play in the Illinois Shriners football game after his senior season. Upon leaving Mercer County, Mr. Dennison played football and threw on the track team at North Central College. In football, he was captain during his senior season. First team all CCIW his junior and senior year, and was later named to the NCC all century team. In track, he threw the shot put, discus, and weight, and was part of two NCAA track championships. He then began his coaching career in the collegiate ranks when he served as an assistant at North Central College from 1990 to 1993. After serving as coach and teacher for several years in Georgia, Brian came back to Illinois to continue his career. Over the years, Brian served as the head football coach at Galesburg High School, the athletic director at Aledo and Mercer County High Schools, and as a football and track coach at Aledo and Mercer County High Schools. He helped coach state championship teams and individual state medalists in track and field. Brian was also, as I said earlier, the founder of the Aledo High School and Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. At this time, I'd like to have Mr. Rex Johnson please present our plaque to Monica and Carl Dennison. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our athletic director, Andrew Hofer, and Principal Stacy Day for a special announcement.
We'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight. We really appreciate you guys coming out to support Coach Dennison and his family. Definitely appreciate his contributions to our schools. Over the years, Coach Dennison has meant so much to the athletes, coaches, and community that he served. During the last few years of his teaching, one of the projects that he really helped to establish at our school was helping with the creation of our body conditioning weight room class. Being the leader of this class became his full-time teaching position. He prioritized our students in the weight room and the commitment and lessons that came from working hard down there to better themselves for their athletic events. To honor Coach Dennison, we'd like to formally announce that we will be renaming the weight room the Den, in honor of the legacy that Coach Dennison left on this community and his students. We are working on the creation of a sign that will hang over the weight room entrance to display this new name. Even though Coach Dennison is missed each and every day, his legacy will continue on through the work that our athletes put inside of the weight room that bears his name. Thank you for coming tonight, and we really appreciate you coming out to honor Coach Dennison. Thank you.
And that'll conclude our Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage. Our thanks to our great sponsors. And coming up momentarily, we will have high school basketball. It's Mercer County and Weathersfield. That's coming up with Ty Taylor on 102.3 FM, WRMJ Aledo, and WRMJ.com.